Chief Hardell, you have some new officers on the police force now. I imagine that's a big plus to get things back up to full strength.
Yeah, we're very excited about swearing in our new officers. Four of them were sworn in today, and then we'll have the fifth one swear in early May.
As you look at the staffing, you've had a couple leave through retirement. I believe you had some open positions as well. So does this bring the force back up to full strength?
Yeah. Even though this will give us full strength as far as numbers. But, I mean, you know, they still have to go through, two of them have to go through recruit school, and the other three will have to go through FTO. So FTO is about an 18-week program. Recruit school is 720 hours. So we won't see that individual that's going to start in recruit school end of May. We won't see him until, you know, end of the year because he's got to go through recruit school and FTO. So even though we have the numbers, you know, we still really don't see that relief until they're out on their own, which is going to be, you know, 18 weeks or so.
As you look at the recruiting and hiring for this process, is it better for the city in the long run to get the new up-and-comers that have to go through these recruit schools, or are you better off getting established officers from other areas, or is it just a matter of what's on the market?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, because many other departments will only hire individuals that are state certified. In other words, they have to complete the recruit school on their own. We take a little different approach in that we first want to find the right fit. We want to find the right person that's a good fit for the community, a good fit for the police department, and has the right character that we're looking for, and then we will supply the additional training. So I always say we hire for character and we train for skills.
I would imagine by doing it that way, it also helps with the retention.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we have a number of specialty areas that officers can focus on, and that helps retention also. But yeah, when we find the right person, we want to keep them, and we want to give them the right training, and hopefully they'll make it a career here.
Anything you want to add on that topic?
Other than this recruitment was very deep. We had about 150 people apply, and then we have an extensive process that we go through. But this was the deepest class I think we've had in a long time. Quality individuals all the way down through 9 and 10.
Where do they all come from?
Well, this recruitment, actually a number of them were local, which hasn't always been the case. This one, we've got one from the village of Marathon or city of Marathon, one from Platteville area, two other local ones that actually came from the jail. They were corrections officers. For the most part, they were all local.